Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 12th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple has announced an expansion of its ongoing investment in the United States. In a press release, the company touted a new $100 billion commitment to America, which includes plans to move manufacturing of all of the cover glass for iPhone and Apple Watch to the U.S. This $100 billion comes over the next 4 years and is on top of the previously announced $500 billion investment in the U.S. Apple also announced the American Manufacturing Program, which will help expand its partnership with glass company Corning. Additionally, the Advanced Manufacturing Program will lead an expansion of its silicon supply chain, an expansion of its partnership with Coherent, which manufactures lasers used in Face ID, a 250,000-square-foot server facility in Houston, up to 20,000 new direct jobs focused on AI, silicon engineering, and software development, an Apple Manufacturing Academy in Detroit, and an expansion of data centers in Nevada, Iowa, Oregon, and North Carolina. The headlining partnership, though, again, is an expansion of its partnership with Corning, with Apple touting that 100% of the cover glass on iPhone and Apple Watch units sold worldwide will be made in the United States for the first time. Apple's press release about the Corning partnership was very light on details when it comes to deadlines and timelines, so it's not explicitly clear when it will hit that new milestone. These announcements are a clear attempt at placating President Trump and the Trump administration to help avoid the impact of ongoing tariffs on iPhones and other products. In other news today, Elon Musk is once again going after Apple, this time accusing the company of a, quote, unequivocal antitrust violation for allegedly favoring OpenAI in the App Store's AI rankings. The context here is that last month, xAI released Grok 4, its latest LLM promising major performance gains over leading competitors. Since then, the company has also rolled out features like Grok Imagine, its image and video generator, as well as a customizable quote-unquote companion chatbot. Yesterday, xAI made Grok 4 free for users worldwide, which helped the app climb to fifth place on the overall App Store rankings and second in the productivity category. Still, that hasn't been enough to dethrone OpenAI's ChatGPT, which has spent the better part of the past year hovering at the top of Apple's charts. Apple has also repeatedly featured ChatGPT in its App Store editorial content, and of course, Apple partners with OpenAI and ChatGPT to power select Apple Intelligence features. In a post on X last night, Elon Musk says that xAI will, quote, take immediate legal action against Apple, again, for what he believes is an unequivocal antitrust violation, making it impossible for any AI company besides OpenAI to reach number one in the App Store. People were quick to point out, however, that since Apple partnered with OpenAI to power Apple Intelligence features, there have been other AI apps that have reached the top of the App Store. For example, DeepSeek reached number one overall on the App Store back in January. Meanwhile, OpenAI's Sam Altman responded, quote, "This is a remarkable claim given what I have heard alleged that Elon does to manipulate X to benefit himself and his own companies and harm his competitors and people he doesn't like," end quote. Whether or not Elon Musk moves forward with his legal action against Apple remains to be seen. He has a history of threatening such action against companies before ultimately backing down. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. You know that sinking, frantic feeling when your Mac crashes, or even worse, is lost? Now imagine that happening, but there's no panic, because you already set up Backblaze. Backblaze backs up all of the data from your Mac automatically, continuously, and without slowing you down. Whether you're working, gaming, or traveling, your files are automatically protected in the background. Restore from the cloud or get a drive shipped right to you, your files whenever and wherever you need. Hit the link in the show notes and use code 9TO5DAILY for 10% off or try it free at backblaze.com/9to5Mac. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Running out today, we've talked a lot about Apple's trials and tribulations in artificial intelligence and its work to finally ship features that it first announced over a year ago. As it turns out, this month, Apple CEO Tim Cook held a company-wide meeting to address these AI woes. Tim Cook held this meeting at Steve Jobs Theater at Apple Park and stated, quote, "The AI revolution is as big or bigger than the internet, smartphones, cloud computing, and apps." He continued, "Apple must do this. Apple will do this. This is sort of ours to grab. We will make the investment to do it." End quote. The meeting comes as Apple has faced multiple high-profile departures from its AI team to Meta's Superintelligence Labs initiative. Internally, teams have also faced setbacks like leadership shakeups, competing priorities, and disagreements over strategic directions. The Siri team, for example, was reportedly blindsided by the delay of its AI revamp, and equally surprised to learn that Apple was pursuing partnerships with OpenAI and Anthropic, in addition to continuing its in-house development. During the all-hands meeting, Cook continued, quote, "We've rarely been first. There was a PC before the Mac. There was a smartphone before the iPhone. There were many tablets before the iPad. There was an MP3 player before the iPod. But Apple invented the modern versions of those product categories. This is how I feel about AI." End quote. And finally, Craig Federighi also took the stage briefly during the meeting to explain that Apple's issues with Siri were caused by trying to roll out a version of Siri that merged two different systems, one for handling current commands like setting timers, and another based on large language models. The goal was to use this hybrid architecture, Federighi said, but Apple realized the approach wasn't going to get it to Apple quality. The meeting was meant to serve as a sort of pep talk or rallying of the troops for Apple's AI strategy, a stark departure from Apple's typical small town hall style gatherings. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.